Hey friend, welcome to the Restored Mind Podcast, where we are going to be talking about various life topics surrounding mindset transformations. These topics are coming from a faith lens and will propel you into a life of peace and joy. My name is Caroline, wife, mom of three, daughter of the one true king, host of this podcast and certified life coach through the I Am system by Painting Miracles Incorporated. My hope is that this podcast brings God's light into your life and you break free from the chains that are holding you back. Friend, it is time to shift your mindset into one that will help you flourish. Ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome to the Restored Mind Podcast. My name is Caroline. My friend, how are you doing this week? How was your Easter? What did you do? I'm so excited to have you back after a long weekend. If you are a new listener, welcome to the Restored Mind family. I don't know how you got here, but I'm just very honored that you've somehow landed on this episode, on this podcast. At the Restored Mind Podcast, we look at mindset shifts that come from a faith lens. And if you are new here, I would highly recommend that you check out my trailer episode. It tells you so much more about my journey and you can get to know me a little bit more. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much that you are making the choice to hang out with me for at least the next 20 minutes or so. And yeah, I just am excited to have you here. Very honored to have all of you here. Last week, we talked about godly contentment and why it's so hard for many of us to live a life being content. And I also listed a couple of practical things that you can do to move in that direction if that's something that you're interested in. I would highly recommend you checking out last week's episode. This week, we are going to talk about what our attitude looks like on a consistent basis. So, what are the inner dialogues that you have within your mind when you want to achieve a goal or when you come across challenges? And along with that, we're going to talk about the intention behind the works that we do when we are trying to get one step closer into reaching our goal. And as always, I'm bringing scripture into the conversation in hopes that it will remind you and give you encouragement or maybe give you something to think about that will lead you into making certain changes in your life. I love how the Bible is not only used for encouragement, but that it can also serve us in a way that makes us check ourselves, right? It can help correct and reproof as needed. And I'm super excited to dive into this conversation because for many, many years, I had no idea how much my attitude actually matters. So that's why I titled this episode, Your Attitude Matters, because it does. Right? What does your attitude look like on a consistent basis? What is attitude? Well, it's your way of thinking or feeling about someone or something. But for the sake of this conversation today, I encourage you, my friend, to replace that someone with yourself and focus on the thinking and not so much on the feeling here. It's because you can't control others. You cannot control someone's attitude, but you can control your own. And that's what we're focusing on, right? It's our mindset shifts, our journey into becoming the better version of ourselves. This podcast is about mindset transformation, so it makes sense that we are looking at this from a thinking perspective. Not that your feelings don't matter. However, if we continue to let our feelings or our emotions drive us, majority of the time, we do not make sound decisions. And I'm speaking from experience. A lot of the times when I made decisions based off of solely in emotion, it did not end up well. I ended up saying things that I didn't want to say and doing things that didn't necessarily help me out in the long run. Your way of thinking is crucial in the growth of you becoming a better version of you. So yes, while your feelings still matter, ultimately it can harm you if you don't know how to control them. Take, for example, working out. I'll bet you that many, many, many people who are consistently working out, including myself, don't always feel like working out on most days. And if I consistently move according to my feelings or my emotions, then I just simply won't show up because I don't feel like doing it. This feeling also ties in with the word motivation. A lot of people believe that motivation will help drive them into reaching a goal. Motivation is driven by your feelings. That's why it feels so good when you are feeling motivated to complete something or to do a task or to show up at the gym. So when you show up despite not wanting to, you're tapping into building an attitude of discipline and perseverance. And this is where you want to be. This is where the rubber meets the road and you are putting in the work that needs to be put in for you to see the kind of results that you want to see. Have you noticed that the more excuses you make, or the more that you complain, or the more that you focus on an obstacle that is possibly stopping you from moving forward, the more you start to believe these things? In a way, it can validate your reasons why you're not where you'd like to be. It can also justify your actions and can make you feel good temporarily. And as I'm talking about this, I'm thinking about my fitness journey. The top excuse for me used to be that I didn't have the time to do something. So therefore, I started to believe that I didn't have the time for it. And it was actually a vicious cycle because I knew that I wasn't happy with where I was at. But I also didn't want to commit to making this lifestyle change, meaning that I didn't want to make sacrifices or make changes in my routine. And so it was easier for me to say that I didn't have the time to do something versus actually putting in the effort to rearrange my schedule for the day. And I get it. A lot of us have obligations that pull us in different directions throughout the day. And we can all agree that our time is precious to us. But you, my friend, get to decide how you want to allocate your time. But this was just something that I thought about when I was thinking about how we make excuses to maybe validate or justify our actions. And I know that I'm talking about fitness right now, but my friend, you replace fitness with whatever you want to progress in. It could be maybe your small business or working on building up your credit score. It could be maybe saving for a house or a trip that's coming up. Whatever that is for you, reflect on your attitude towards that goal. And by the way, I just have to say that it is okay that you've now set a goal. And also at the same time that you've set this goal, you're unsure how things are going to work out. You don't know what it's going to look like. It's okay to be messy as you figure out a routine that works for you. It might take a couple of weeks to adjust, but as long as you are making strides, I would consider that a win. And my friend, I hope that you do too. Remember that what you do consistently will determine the results. Be honest with yourself when you are reflecting. Take accountability. Taking accountability is one of the hardest things that I have found many people struggle with because it's so much easier to point the finger at someone else than yourself. And the same is true for me. I've been there. I've done that. The only thing that it does is it prolongs the process of you coming to the realization that taking accountability for the things that you do is going to help you. There are many reasons why a lot of people are struggling with taking accountability, but it is good that you can look at yourself and say, I didn't do too well today, or I admit that I'm struggling through this process. You're not failing if you didn't quit, but expect to struggle in the process. And when you have that expectation that you're going to struggle in the process, then you go into this journey knowing what the realities may look like. So my friend, embrace the struggle. It's where you find out what you're made of, and that is a great thing. You're going to realize that you are much more capable of overcoming these challenges than you initially thought. And for me, my friend, that is a huge win, is when you can look at that and know that there's victory and triumph over the challenges. Whether or not you give up, though, is completely up to you. You get to choose how this plays out for you. You can consistently have negative thoughts or choose to shift that inner dialogue and begin to ask thought-provoking questions that will help you navigate through the challenges that you're facing. These questions usually require 100% complete honesty, and sometimes it's not easy to look at yourself in that light and be vulnerable because it's not the way that we like to look at ourselves. We don't like to look at our shortcomings and see where we might be failing or struggling, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's very important that you're able to look at what you're doing and assessing whether or not this is working for you or against you. We typically have two choices when we show up to complete a task. We can rush through the work, and this is going to basically just go through the motions of doing what you need to do and trying to get the work done so that you can move on to something else that probably exerts less energy. I have found that most of the time, this usually means that I just want to hurry up and get this over with so I can go and relax and not have to do something that requires me to make these big movements. I know that's not always the case for everyone. It's just a really quick example. But typically when we're in this mindset of being rushed or rushing ourselves and having this attitude of not really wanting to do it, but we're going to just go through the motions anyway, that's when we miss out on the details. Or we can take our time and focus on what we're doing. Working with intention, putting care and attention into the details of what you're doing, it breeds an attitude and mindset of care. When you care about something, you put a lot of thought and effort into it. Working is something that many of us gripe at because many of us don't want to work. We don't want to do something that requires us to exert a lot of energy. As a matter of fact, I would say a lot of us dread at the thought of going to work or doing something that isn't all that exciting, but we know that we just have to do it. And it could be because we don't feel like it or because we don't want to for whatever reason. And trust me, there are many reasons why we complain. But looking at scripture and even reading through Genesis again with my kids, I am reminded how God gives us work to do. I mean, he gave Adam work, right? And just like how he gave Adam work, he gives us work. And so I wonder, when you think about your own actions, and this is you now auditing yourself and taking full accountability and being completely responsible for you, I often wonder, what do you do when you show up to complete a task or show up to do what you need to do to achieve your goal? Do you mostly rush through it, or do you find yourself taking your time? A few weeks back, I was thinking about my heart posture towards my fitness journey. I kept asking if I was losing focus because the physical things have started to plateau. And what I mean by that is that I haven't seen any physical changes that I expected to see. I also noticed that I've been on this plateau for a while, and I began focusing on all the things that haven't changed. This led me to think about what I was placing first in my life. And it became apparent that I was placing vanity over what actually mattered, which is my why. And my friend, it's so important for you to establish your why. I thought about Samuel when the Lord calls to him and how he answered. In the beginning of chapter 3, 1 Samuel, it says in the first verse that the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There were no frequent vision. And by the way, I'm reading from the English Standard Version. So the word of the Lord was rare in those days and there was no frequent vision. But that would change eventually because God calls out to Samuel, who at the time did not know the Lord, as in Samuel did not yet have an intimate relationship with the Lord, not that he did not know about the Lord and what happens. Samuel responds by going to Eli, and he says, "Here I am, for you've called me." But Eli informs Samuel by telling him that Eli didn't call on Samuel and then asked him to go back and lay down. This happens for about 2 or 3 more times. Then Eli realizes what is happening and instructs him on what to say when the Lord calls him again. So what did these instructions say? It was to say, "Speak, for your servant hears." Before, he didn't know that the Lord was calling him, and he announced himself first, right? "Here I am." But then his heart posture changes and he says, "Speak, for your servant hears." The wording and the attitude completely changes. And I don't think that Samuel had an ugly attitude with Eli by any means, but I see the placement of God first and him second. Recognizing who is speaking, then knowing who he belongs to, and listening. Just saying that phrase out loud can change your mindset and attitude. Try it for yourself. Say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." And continue to put that on repeat and see how that changes your mind. See how it begins to renew your mind and changes your heart posture. There is nothing wrong with saying, "Here I am." But I do wonder, in the midst of us going through our daily task, showing up for work, if we come ready to rush through our work, or if we come ready to listen before we make a move. And I don't mean to literally stop and listen, unless you do have to do that. But what I'm getting at here is, are you taking in the gift that you've been given of this day? In my recent reflection of my fitness journey, like I talked about earlier, I remembered that the reason I chose to live this lifestyle is because it is a way that I can physically show gratitude for my body that is able, because there is going to come a day where my days look very different. Again, there is a season, there is a time and place for everything. And so as I think about the gift of today, what is here in front of me now, I can't help but think about how my physical changes of the plateau of these physical things that I was looking forward to is so small compared to the many great things of showing up with the right mind and the right attitude and with intention. So how do you respond when God is tasking you to work, my friend? What does your attitude look like? I know it's hard to be consistent when you don't feel like doing something and your attitude and your intention can start to lack because of that. But my friend, you can do hard things. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen in on this episode. I meant what I said. You can do hard things, so don't let the daily challenges stop you from reaching your greatest potential. If you are ready to take the next step in your journey and are finding that you are in need of help and would like someone to keep you accountable, I would love to offer you my life coaching services. Click on the link in the show notes to get started. There you will also find links to my social media pages where you're able to connect with me as well. My friends, I look forward to speaking with you again next week here on the Restored Mind podcast. Go in peace.